are the undertones from just across the water over there, and the sun's come out for just the end bit. How nice. That was Julie Ocean, and thanks very much to Southport. You've been wonderful and lots of fun, and there's more of it tomorrow because we move on to the longest stretch of this particular week, and we go right down to the Gaiety Theatre, which will be very nice, down in Rhyl, and it'll take us quite a while to get there, so sometime this evening we'll see you down in Rhyl, and thanks again, Southport, for having us.
The 1981 Summer Road Show at Southport, how did it go?
I thought it was really good, actually. It was nice the sun came out at the end of the show, wasn't it? And the audience was great once we got them out of the deck chairs.
Just one slight problem at the beginning when a tape didn't work, that was all.
Yes, that was a shame. The technical faults, you know, you can never allow for them. A piece of equipment will work fine until you go on the air. Then the moment you go on, the whole thing can fall apart underneath you.
That's the way it tends to happen. The crowd has built up considerably, I think, over the last hour and a half.
Oh, yes, it's pretty solid. They were all standing up there on the top shelf on the upper deck of the promenade looking down at us. I think they all seem to have enjoyed themselves.
Is that the way it tends to happen? It builds up slowly over the hour and a half?
Yes, I think so. Probably some people who perhaps weren't aware that we were here come along at the last minute having heard the broadcast on the air.
Mike goes off now to sign autographs for how long?
Oh, he'll probably do half an hour, three quarters of an hour. He's very patient and very good with people. He doesn't like to be seen to be Mr. Nasty, so he'll keep signing as long as people keep asking.
Mike, a successful roadshow for you here in Southport?
Yes, it was great fun, actually. Good crowd, holiday spirit, holiday atmosphere. Sun came out just at the end. It was quite a warm day. It's great.
Are you expecting some retaliation from Smiley after what you did to him on the mileage game?
Without a doubt. Don't trust him an inch. He got me first, though. He sprayed me with glitter last night, so I stink-bombed his room and sprayed his room completely with that nasty spray string stuff. And it was a triumph for me. But tonight, I think reprisals are in the air. He's going to be retaliating at every given opportunity. But like me, he'll do it subtly. He'll just blitz my room with something.
The roadshow finishes for you on Friday. You're back to your normal slot on Monday?
That's right, yes. All too soon, actually. It's great. The week always goes very, very fast. It's like being on holiday.
Dex's Midnight Runners and Show Me. It's a rugged man's life on the road, and we're just about to pack up all our gypsy caravans and truck off to Rhyl. So we'll see you there tomorrow at the Gaiety Theatre. Again, Southport, thank you very much for having us, and the holiday mood's really set in. Right now, it's back to Newsbeat at 12:30 with Peter Main.